This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it's good Thursday. Welcome in. You're with Dom. We got an update on the White Marsh situation that I think you're going to like. And we have Bruce Springsteen on foreign shores, fraudulent Bruce Springsteen. And I'll explain why he's not just political, but why the whole thing is fraudulent. Going after the Trump administration, calling them treasonous. How in the world? You know, I don't care about the traditions with Springsteen. Can anyone continue to go to this guy's show? But the only saving grace is there's a study out that indicates how much, and I'll give you the details later because it's kind of just a fun thing. I want to get to the big stuff of the day. Based upon the average ticket price, now he's high. I don't see him on here. I got to find his. But the number of songs performed, Lana Del Rey is the worst. She performs 15 songs with an average ticket price of $240.33.
Jeez.
That means
for Lana Del Rey? What the
yes,
heck?
The cost per song, you're paying $16.02. The cost per minute, every person there is paying her $2.90.
She's not even that good.
Well, right, per minute. How in the world can you scam people like that? My point, at least Springsteen gives a full show and all that. That's the only saving grace. The rest is horrible. All right, so let's start with the birthright citizenship case. I've been listening to some sound here, and here's a little bit. Henry, we have this one right there. Yeah, okay. Here is Amy Coney Barrett jumping into the ring. Amy Coney Barrett is a miss. All these big national names I bring on. Dom, calm down. What are you talking about? I think they're in denial. When we miss, we miss. Oh, my God. Wait, one second. So we got the birthright citizenship case. Here's how I see it. And I had it in law school, even at Rutgers Law School. It's clear what they meant when talking about birthright citizenship were the babies of slaves that had been freed because the Confederacy was going to try to say they're not citizens. Nobody's a citizen there. It wasn't about people running over the border or coming from China and paying millions of dollars to get into the country, drop a baby, say birthright citizenship, then everybody is a citizen. You got to realize it's not just the 250,000 babies a year like this. It's the extended family. It easily gets to millions. Ever since I've been in talk radio, people have been screaming about this. Finally, you have someone in Trump who's actually taking action. And I think we have 4 votes on this. Amy Coney Barrett strikes me that she's not even in favor of what the Trump administration is saying, You can't have all these justices. There's 600 district judges jumping into the ring to block everything a president wants to do. Here's a little bit. So Kagan, who is liberal, but not Sotomayor or Ketanji Brown, at least she knows what a woman is, I think. Here's Amy Coney Barrett jumping into the ring to defend Kagan, going after the Trump administration solicitor on this issue of, well, what do you want people to do if these district judges can't stop Trump? Here's what happened.
And, you know, look, there are all kinds of abuses of nationwide injunctions. But I think that the question that this case presents is that if one thinks that it's quite clear that the EO is illegal, how does one get to that result in what time frame on your set of rules without the possibility of a nationwide injunction?
On this case and on many similar cases, the appropriate way to do it is for there to be multiple lower courts considering it, the appropriate percolation that flows to the lower courts, and then ultimately this court decides the merits in a nationwide binding precedent. You have a complete inversion of that through the nationwide injunctions with the district courts.
So, General Sauer, are you really going to answer Justice Kagan by saying there's no way to do this expeditiously?
Well, I'll refer to my former answers. Rule 23 provides the tools to do so, multiple injunctions.
But you resisted Justice Kagan when she said, could the individual plaintiffs form a class?
That has never been briefed in the court below.
Okay, we're getting into the weeds with the class thing there. But I just tell you, I watched the actions of Amy Coney Barrett, and she's a miss. Can't say that, Don. We got to continue to perform. And I don't know why we miss all the time. Clarence Thomas today on this whole birthright citizenship and national injunctions, or these district judges having that power, said that how did we get to through the 1960s without having this problem of these activist judges that is now incredible? In other words, he's saying, how do we get through the 1960s where every 2 minutes, one of these flunky judges jumps into the ring to block the executive? They're not the third branch of government. The Supreme Court is the third branch of government. My remedy would be they're going to have to work harder, and they're going to have to take on these cases that have national impact where we need a decision to quote the warden in Shawshank Redemption. Not after breakfast, not after lunch, now. That's what the Supreme Court's got to do. You just cannot, particularly with Trump, you just cannot have these judges running out the clock. 4 years, but you have enough of them to run out the clock on every one of these things. And they'll say that Trump is defying the court. He's not defying the Supreme Court. That's what the tactic is here. And Trump on Truth Social made the point that birthright citizenship, as currently understood, at the cartels love that. They love getting people into the country just for this purpose, to drop a child. Then I've seen some of the extensions of the family under various rules. You could have 7 or 8 people here illegally. Why should we reward someone breaking into the country to have a baby on American soil? Why would we reward that? That's exactly what birthright citizenship is. Other Republican presidents have thrown up their hands. He's not. And we should have 5 votes. I think we have 4. At least on the stop these district judges from stopping everything, I know we have 4. The 5th vote, Johnny Roberts, a miss by George W. Bush, and Amy Coney Barrett, I think a miss by Trump. We miss. David Souter just died the other day. He was a huge miss, a Bush senior. They don't miss. Look at Kagan. Look at Sotomayor. Oh, my God. Look at Ketanji Brown. Can't even tell you what a woman is. They don't miss. That's all that the court is about. Don't miss. And I think, sadly, we may have on this. All right, an update from the battles of White Marsh. Remember, we've been talking the last couple of days, and it was really intense the first day of this, that the 5 Democrat progressives over in White Marsh, without any credible threat or any threat, have canceled in the dead of night almost, without telling anybody, the parade. Then the police chief, well, we want to be safe. Chief, that doesn't inspire safety. All right, so here's because of the pressure. And we hope to have on the woman that one of our listeners has gotten a petition together today. Because of that pressure, they're now convening a special presentation and a special meeting. I don't care what I'm doing, I told Roe that night. I got to be there for this. I have to get sound to this. I have to quiz some people. The meeting will be 6:30 p.m., May 22nd. So next week, next Thursday, at the Colonial Elementary School, which is over on Flowertown Road, 230 Flowertown Road. It will include a presentation on parade safety and time for comments and questions from the community. Man, I commend them starting at 6:30. I would say the comments and questions might be three or four. I mean, what kind of presentation are you going to do? Is it going to be like a mock-up of Dealey Plaza? Is the chief going to bring in here and say, all right, here are three blocks, and here's why we can't have a parade? Are they going to show films of Vancouver and New Orleans? I don't have knowledge of it, but anything's possible with these people. You know, and are people going to raise their hand and say, hey, why don't we do this? Thanks to listeners sending me stuff. Of course, this gang, the White Marsh Gang, was one of the first towns in suburbia to ban the what they call the single-use plastic bag. You know how that phrase, single-use, bothers me? Most people, like the Giordanos, or if you have pets, a dog, you know exactly it's not single-use to get your groceries home. I carry my lunch in it here. How's that single use? They did it in 2023. So they were a bit ahead of the curve. It figures, right? Banning parades, banning bags. What do they do that's positive over there in White
Marsh?
When
you say you carry your lunch in it, you're not just putting like a dry sandwich without a...
No, I mean, I have a wrapper on it.
Okay,
all.
Cool.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Of course.
Barbarian throwing things into a...
Well, you know. If I'm in a rush, yeah, if I have to meet the trainer.
Is that pasta salad in the bottom of your bag, Dom?
Yeah, I have done that. But imagine calling it single use all the time. How do we get that this is single use? It's not. People use it for a multitude of reasons. All right, so hope to see you there. 6:30, May 22nd at the Colonial Elementary School, 230 Flowertown Road. So I'd like to get Christine, if you're listening today, give us a call. We'd love to hear what's going on with the petition, et cetera. We have that up on my Twitter at DomShow1210, and I hope people show up. I hope they offer argument after argument. I give them credit for this. At least they're holding a hearing on this. I'm not sure who's going to testify, but I think it will be the police chief. I just can't even imagine his testimony. I guess they'll stream it. So we'll try to bring you every morsel. This is like the Watergate hearings or something. I mean, I just can't wait to see what kind of droning on they're going to do to tell us why they have to protect the parade. Now, Dan, one famous thing that happened well before you, it was actually the first year that I was here. I went over to, I'm not sure if it was Conshohocken or West Conshohocken. Let's say Conshohocken. Because they were going to be the first to pass a ban on handheld cell phone while driving. A local town doing it. And the only reason they gave is they said some woman wanted it who had been injured, and they were going to do it because of that. So I had people revved up. About 200 people showed up. And the guy who was the presiding guy said, we have a big mouth here tonight. And I raised my hand and said, no. Big talker, because that was the by about there was
Bloviator.
One right there was one. Well, that's the station used to be called the Big Talker. So there was one newspaper reporter there. By the time it got over, all four TV stations were there, wall to wall coverage, KYW radio. They all came out because the guy overturned the table and wanted to do a fist fight right there in the meeting over the cell phone. These get pretty, you know, if you just put a little bit of pressure on these people that are pushing things through that people don't want, it ends up in an interesting way.
Are you aware that Pennsylvania now, starting in June, banning all handheld devices?
I'm glad you mentioned that. And it just jumped up on us. Where did that come from? I haven't asked any of them about it.
I think it actually stems from, was the law called Paul Miller's law that you're talking about here?
It might have been one of them.
Named in memory of a 21-year-old man killed back in 2010 by a driver using their phone, and I think that's where this stems from.
Okay.
I have a written quote from Shapiro, if you want me to read that.
Yeah, give us the quote.
He says, I've met too many people with injuries they'll live with for the rest of their lives because they were hit by a distracted driver, and too many families that have an empty seat at the dinner table because of distracted driving.
Let's make that, put that into the blend. We all know the difficulty with it. Here's the thing with Shapiro, Dan. I had the guy on way back when this came up. Similar thing. The architect. He was a state representative. And I asked him, do you drive to Harrisburg? And he said, no. He had somebody drive him. Whoa, you know how I feel about that. So he was able to talk on his cell phone. But you and I would not be able to talk on his cell phone. Because I was going to ask him, that drive to Harrisburg, you're going to be picking up a phone? You're telling us an hour and a half drive, you're not doing any business? Yeah, that's right. Here we go again. And there's Shapiro. Now, I don't know. Maybe people have changed their minds on this. I certainly have it.
I just wonder if technology's developed enough where it's become... Like, when you make phone calls in your car, are you doing it through your car stereo?
I don't have that now. I did have it. I did have Bluetooth, yeah.
I think a lot of people are just automatically, their phones ties into their car, so they can just do it hands-free at this point.
So maybe that's it. Maybe that's what the change is. Maybe that's why they jumped in and didn't do it. So I'd have to get Luke to set it up on this car. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. The thing going on in White Marsh, the birthright citizenship, will play you coming up, Springsteen. Good news, Montgomery County is refusing to call itself a welcoming county, meaning sanctuary county, because they're afraid of Trump. As wild as they are, people are going after them because they won't do that. They know what he'll do, take away federal funding. All right, side question. Henry and I saw this yesterday on this date. Way back in 1940, if that's accurate, the first McDonald's opened, and it seems to be it was more of a drive-in rather than you go to a window. I mean, it was primitive. It was two brothers named McDonald's. So we had the idea, something that is nostalgic to you, person, place, thing, that kind of thing, that you wish were still here. Now, you know, somebody like, oh, I don't know, Dan usually poo-poos these things and shoots them down. I'm nostalgic for when Saturday Night Live was good. I don't know, it was the first 2 or 3 years, Belushi.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Dan Aykroyd. I interviewed Dan Aykroyd twice. It was wild. He was really good. But I could watch Cheeseburger, for example, you know, 5 or 6 times a day. It's that good.
Yeah, that's...
Versus...
I disagree to a point, though, because I feel like the late 90s, early 2000s, Adam Sandler's era, David Spade, Chris Farley, great stuff, and then moving into the Will Ferrell, Tina Fey. I mean, Will Ferrell's an all-time great when it comes to SNL.
All-time
great comedic actor, I gotta say.
Oh, I am definitely not a fan. I differ on that. I don't think they're Belushi. I mean, that was a secret sauce. It was new, too.
Yeah.
It popped. It was 1975, at least for, I don't know when he died, but Aykroyd, too. Some of the sketches, some of the things he came up with. The bit players were really good. So I'd be nostalgic about that. How about yours, Dan?
Mine is kind of deep, and I've recently acquired this nostalgic feeling because it's something on set recently, and it's water cooler conversations about popular television shows. Things are so scattered with streaming right now. I am nostalgic for the time where there was appointment viewing in television. I hate to say, but the days of when you had to wait, and like Mondays at 8, you know, there's a new show, and then Tuesdays you come in, and everybody has seen that show and talked about it. Last night I watched one of the final episodes of Survivor. Nobody besides a discussion forum seems to be talking about it. But at one point, early 2000, Survivor was one of those shows. The next day everybody came in and talked about it. I miss those times.
We did an event in Manayunk around it. Yeah. It was that big.
And I feel a shared liking of something is important for society.
Yep.
A big string of that was television. We all shared some kind of commonality with television. We've lost that.
Yeah, Super Bowl is about the only thing now vast, particularly if it's in your city. Other than that, it's rare. Did you see the State of the Union last night?
Yeah, no, we don't get that anymore.
We don't get it. Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, so we're, you know, in the middle of a baseball season right now. And starting around June, they'll be asking for you to give your vote to vote someone into the All-Star game.
Oh, yeah.
What they do now is essentially like hashtags, you know, hashtag vote all-star Bryce Harper or vote right. all-star Kyle Schwarber. When back in the day, you'd go to a Phillies game in like June, they'd give you a paper ballot and you'd have all the game to, you know, fill it out, punch it out, and then drop it in one of the ballot boxes. And I kind of miss that old school feeling of voting.
Yes.
At least for the All-Star game.
Yeah, they did it early on. This is way back when. And they stuffed the ballot box. Cincinnati Reds had like eight of the nine starters. Cincinnati Reds. And it wasn't the big red machine, I don't think.
Oh, man.
That were the All-Stars. So I wouldn't have allowed it. I would say, that's it. I'm making new rules.
I'm against it. I mean, you had Helen Hunt come on yesterday and talk about the power of the Dodgers, right? And yeah. Right now, if you had voting, open voting, would it not just be all Dodgers in the All-Star game?
I mean, essentially it might be. I guess it depends on the fan base, how rabid the fan base. Because
they're not rabid. I don't think Dodgers fans
would care, but Cincinnati Reds fans would absolutely care.
Yeah, they're going to put Pete Rose in the All-Star team.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what they would do, yeah.
We would stuff the ballot box, so we'd have the whole starting lineup in.
Well, maybe not Bohm. I mean, there's a
hey,
limit.
Hey, he's been playing a lot better lately.
No, oh, yeah. He's hitting it off the end of the bat. And
he had a home run yesterday.
Oh, I'll have to check the win. There was a lot of home runs yesterday. So.
There were.
All right. 855-839-1210. Get in on that. That's the side. And jump in. Amy Coney Barrett amiss the birthright citizenship. Give the Trump administration credit. They're taking on one of the biggest things people have complained about. It's senseless. It's obvious. It wasn't about people breaking into the country, having kids, and then the whole family for generations stays. It wasn't about that. It was obvious it was about slavery. All right, 855-839-1210.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, it's John Ash.
All right, a couple of jersey things here on the Dom Show. Hit us with that nostalgic item. Somebody hit me on Twitter, Geno's. Geno's was kind of our own McDonald's here locally. Some purple secret sauce. Gino Marchetti, formerly of the Colts. And I don't know why it opened here. Maybe it opened in Baltimore. I'm not sure. I'll play you the Springsteen cut, but Matt Rooney making a great point on Twitter. There is now, with the Trump endorsement, this group, a Never Jack group, just like Never Trump group. You have people on the Republican side, that's it, can't have Jack Cittarelli. Well, I thought it was, he's not MAGA enough. Now he's too MAGA? Going after him on that. And Matt had something up the other day that said the son of General Flynn suggested maybe there was a bribe involved here. And that's why Trump endorsed. My goodness. I didn't hear Bill Spadia today. I think he was on with Nick. I'm not a fan and think it would be a disaster. But we're hearing again, well, wait a minute. This guy, Jack Cittarelli, is not going to be pure enough as far as, you know, that he is really going to move things around in Jersey. Spadia would. Spadia is not a Trump guy, wasn't a Trump guy. You hear the ads, there's a lot of legitimacy in them. Jack Cittarelli is the one who can win, I'm convinced. And I'm not somebody that's going to stay out of primaries. Other people have other rationales. I respect that. Well, you can't be taking sides in a Republican primary. Why not? We take sides on everything. I take sides every second. So, yeah, I am taking sides on this. I think it's going to be a big victory for Cittarelli. I just wish the Dugin-Krasner one is over next Tuesday, May 20th. I wish this were ending sooner so we can get after the Democrats. But Never Jack now. Just ludicrous. This is a very, very winnable race. But it's not going to be as easy as some people think. You know, as bad as the Democrats are, as bad as their rank, remember, it's still Jersey. They're nuts. You still have to overcome the northern part of the state. You got to overcome the perception of cheating. Remember, it looked like Murphy was on the ropes, and suddenly places like Hudson County, oh, when you hear that come in the middle of the night, you know it's trouble. So the Jersey race is going to be very telling. And we hope to have Jack down there at Mulligan's one of the times this summer and have him on frequently to develop this. And again, you know, he had a guy call yesterday, didn't say enough about property taxes. Well, look at your choices here. You got Cittarelli, as I see it, or one of these radical Democrats. Who do you think has a better shot to do something on property taxes? 855-839-1210, you get in. Here's Bruce Springsteen in the UK, opening act, just wildly, and I want to talk about the fraud of Springsteen. That's the point. It wasn't just the music in the past. It was the narrative. It was the story he was telling about Jersey. Here's what he said about Trump in the UK. All righty. Translation lost here.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with the computer.
Okay.
Here.
All right. All right. So this is his opening tour. Here it is.
Welcome to the Land of Hope and Dreams tour.
Yeah.
The mighty E Street Band is here tonight to call upon the righteous power of art, of music, of rock and roll in dangerous times. In my home, the America I love, the America I've written about, that has been a beacon of hope and liberty for 250 years, is currently in the hands of a corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous administration. Tonight, We ask all who believe in democracy and the best of our American experience.
We're not in democracy.
Rise with us, raise your voices against authoritarianism, and let freedom ring.
All right. So,
how we doing, Manchester?
How we doing, Manchester? All right. So, does it get any worse with this fraud? The fraudulent nature of the narrative of the whole thing with Springsteen and these towns and the man and corporations. And then he charges a gazillion dollars for tickets. We saw it with the dynamic pricing, etc. He's not living anything like that life. He's phony, fraudulent. Why is it still appealing? Now, it might be decreasing a bit, but it still has appeal that I assume he'll sell out the summer, usually the tour, that kind of thing. And even somebody we love like Amory Muldoon, you know, we always joke about it at Mulligan's. We'll do it again this year when she's there. I get it. It's like Christie to go to, he's somebody you go to and you keep your personal log and it's fun to do that. But think about who you're giving money to. Even when he did the, I guess it was, I covered 10 concert salute. Maybe it was 20 for John Kerry. That's when it really started. That's way back in 2004. But what he just said there on foreign soil, you know, not even here in America appealing to Americans on this, it's just fraudulent and reprehensible. Up and down the line. And he's the one that's continuing to pull a scam with some kind of voice of what? I mean, what was it that he struck a chord with here? Well, Jersey is kind of universal. These towns, the mills closed, you know, things are tough, etc. Well, I don't see how this guy can talk about income inequality. All right, 855-839-1210 will get you in right now. And when you hear this, it's just another reminder of what the other side's about. And he's one of the principals. He's one of the principals. He's done the podcast with Obama. He's done Biden up and down the line, ignoring everything. And Trump does set him off more than most Republicans. But he is one of the most hypocritical figures imaginable. And yet, the public buys it up so much that Josh Gottheimer, the guy running, falsified his Spotify, saying that he listened to 5 Springsteen songs. They were his most listened to. And he just falsified it. And he got caught by the Inquirer. That's how potent they think it is. I'm sure if given the opportunity, if it's close in the end, you know, he usually, either with the press, Bon Jovi, another fraudulent figure, the two of them. In what universe do they have any ability to go with the storyline that they still have? They're well past that. All right, coming to your calls at 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is push #1210. Hey, just one more reminder. We are ready to blast off. A lot of listeners have already signed up. Still have a little bit of room. I didn't tell you part of it, our trip to Sicily. It is all talk radio. Conservative tours. They advertise in a few other markets. Last trip, you may remember if you were on it, when we went to Italy, there were listeners that listened to conservative talk stations, and several of them bonded with our listeners. Imagine a group, 50, 60 or so people, touring Sicily together. The conversations are great, the luncheons, the dinner. It's a lot of fun just on that. But conservative tours, well, they're going to bring us the sun, the sea, and the beauty of Mediterranean Europe and Calabria this fall. All this, $55.44, including airfare. The dining events we enjoy are the stuff of legend. Bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Montreal, the Palace of the Normans. All you have to do to get into the game is get all the details. Go to conservativetours.com or 888-733-9494. I've been kidding, too, about the Godfather part of the tour. All 3 films, we go to the locations. This is a once-in-a-lifetime. Taormina has the heart of it. Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. It's ancient, picturesque, and it's ours. Savoca, of course. 888-733-9494.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, Bruce, I got some more here of this fraudulent figure. And I don't think, well, he's a very skilled physical musician. He did tap into Jersey in a way I would say no one else has, his vision of it early on. I don't think he's that smart. I don't think he's that educated. Just listen to his indictment of Trump. Does this sound just pathetic? I don't mean because it's repugnant in how far he goes, just in the manner that he put it to the audience. I mean, this is something he thought about. This is not spontaneous. He told them, in America, the richest men are taking... First of all, you fraudulent billionaire, shut up. You know, once you have $1 billion or even 50 million, 10 million maybe, I don't want to hear about income inequality anymore. Give away a lot of it then. How much are you worth? How much are you charging people? He goes on to say, in America, the richest men are taking satisfaction in abandoning the world's poorest children to sickness and death. This is happening now, he says. In my country, they're taking sadistic pleasure in the pain they inflict on loyal American workers. They're rolling back historic civil rights legislation that led to a more just and plural society. Wait a minute. Hey, Bruce, wouldn't that be pluralistic? Did you forget an ending there, buddy? They are abandoning our great allies. Oh, yeah. And siding with dictators against those struggling for their freedom. They are defunding American universities, that won't bow down to their ideological demands. And they are removing residents off American streets without due process of law, deporting them to foreign detention centers and prisons. This is all happening now. A majority of our elected representatives have failed to protect the American people from the abuses of an unfit president and a rogue government. They have no concern or idea of what it means to be deeply American. And then he starts with this audience. Kind of a risky move, talking about James Baldwin. Nah, I'm not buying the audience knows who the hell James Baldwin is, Bruce. Anybody defend? Look, it's one thing to say in a pointed, exact way what you object to with Trump, okay? But you, buddy, are well past any critique involving money and what people go through. We know all about you. We know how much you're worth. We know your daughter traveling Europe, dressage, horsey jumping. We know about dynamic pricing and your defense of it. So in what universe sadistic pleasure people are taking? How about all the people that are supporting exactly what Trump is doing and are middle class, lower middle class people? What would the great man say about them? All right, 855-839-1210. It is very hard to imagine the popularity of this. And again, the Obamas have a house up now for $35 million, their Martha's Vineyard house. They want to sell it. $39 million is the asking price. When do you cease having the ability? The Kennedys did this. The Kennedys were buying everything, doing whatever the hell they wanted with women or anything else, and then lecturing as the good guys against Republican bad guys that were holding down Americans. With the head of the Kennedy family, one of the worst people that ever lived, Joe Kennedy, the father. It's the playbook. They're the ones of wealth, or they have enough people of wealth, and yet they get to lecture, they get license about income inequality, sadistic pleasure, and all the rest of it. It's the media bias, writ large again. That's what drives us. And people that we're talking about nostalgia today, maybe it is the nostalgia, maybe Springsteen's tapped into that, and whatever he did that was fresh and new now is nostalgic, and people go again and again and again because they get that vibe. And I guess it's hard when you like something to look at some of the compromises you have to make with reality, with the reality of the man himself. De Niro got this special award with DiCaprio, who flies around the world. Carbon offsets take care of his plane and lecturing on climate and everything else. You would think their time is over, and pretty much it is. Trump's in power, won even the popular vote. Republican Party becoming more the working party every day. Now, whether they can sustain it after Trump, you know, that's a matter whether we'll see. But the Springsteens of the world, as much as we hear it again and again, this last night in the UK, the part I just read you, the rest of it, foreign soil, going after not fitting his vision of America. And what was that vision? If you're a fan, tell me, break it down. What was his vision of America? He had a vision of Jersey. You know, he had a feel for that, Asbury Park and all. I get that. All right, 855-839-1210. Side question, something nostalgic. Maybe that's what Springsteen fans, Christie and these others, what they're getting at him. It takes them back to a time when they first started following him and they don't care that the reality is that's long gone. And it's something different. And he's something different. I mean, you can be of wealth, without a doubt, but you don't get to talk about it and lecture. Otherwise, you have to give up a lot. I mean, isn't that a simple principle? If you have all that, I used to bring on the Patriotic Millionaires. There was this group, Molly. They were Molly Millionaires. and they wanted higher taxes and they wanted to take money from Americans. And I would say to them, you guys, I looked one time, your net worth has to be 50 to 100 billion among you. Why don't you just give a lot of that away and help people with it? And they rejected that. They wanted to keep the money. They wanted to do what they wanted, but they wanted to tax heavily. Just give it away charitably. Start your own foundations. Do something else. I'm not saying Springsteen has to give away $1 billion. Give away half. Well, maybe I am. Maybe I'll set it since he sent the playing ground. Maybe you should give away 950 million. You keep 50 million. That should be pretty good. Now, even then, I think you got to go light on the lecturing here about sadistic pleasures. But if you have a billion, you got to shut up. You just got to shut up. All right, let me go to John in Bordentown on the side question today. Hey, John, good afternoon. What do you have today?
Hey, Dom. You know, I'm nostalgic about station wagons.
Okay.
I remember when I was a kid, you know, my dad getting out the Atlas, figuring out the route we'd take, you know, when driving cross country, no GPSs, little towns. That was America, not Bruce's thing.
Yeah.
That was America.
And were you in the far back seat without a seatbelt? You know, the well of the car.
Oh, we were just laying down in the back.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Rolling around.
That's a very good one, John. Thank you. Yeah, the station wagon. Where did the station wagon go? The versions of it out there now. It doesn't seem to have struck a blow to John's point, though, quite like the SUV. Now, I'm not nostalgic for having to look at maps, but I get what he's saying without GPS. What did we do before that? I think we've done that as a side. What did we do before we had this? And it's like people think you lived and you had to look at maps. Yeah. Or something like that. You scrambled. You asked a lot of people for directions. All right. Springsteen really, really went off yesterday, though. I read you verbatim the stuff he was saying. How in the world do you have any credibility? Well, there's certain things that are too big to fail. Case in point, I marvel the NFL schedule. The full schedule apparently is out now. And it's a holiday. People sitting around America are going to go wins and losses. You can't do that with baseball. That would be impossible. And nobody does it with basketball. Maybe that's too many games too. But the NFL has a holiday just when they release the schedule. So, of course, they can do whatever they want. Is Springsteen too big to fail? Is it nostalgia? Is it that people still buy into what he's saying? Based on what? Where's the evidence of that? Where's the evidence that he's that guy in any way, shape, or form? I just maintain you have a certain amount of wealth. You got to shut up. You just can't be telling the world and lecturing us and people that follow Trump that something is wrong with you. Why can't you see he's taking sadistic pleasure in what he's doing? All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in. Getting some great ones on Twitter. Today is the day the McDonald's brothers, apparently, 1940, the first McDonald's. It was kind of the precursor of this, but it was not a drive-through, but a drive-in, which used to be hugely popular. Where did they go? Well, convenience versus nostalgia and the little things that you remember. Well, kind of swerved into Springsteen. Isn't he playing on nostalgia now? People just saying, well, I just like going to it because I was young when I started, relatively young. It had meaning then. There were great songs, etc. It's fraudulent. He's one of the worst frauds imaginable. And we should set a metric. You know, I would even say as low as if you're worth $5 million, maybe even $2 million. I mean, real worth, not made up. Then you got to shut up about income inequality, don't you? You just can't be continuing to say this. You can't be talking about other people. This guy can't be. How do Democrats get away with that? Well, the media doesn't call them on it. There's bias. And they don't analyze it in that manner. That at a certain point, I mean, the Kennedys used to be lionized. People were saying, look at what they've given up. They should have just been out there playing golf all day. They wanted to do service. No, they wanted power. They had money. They had position in life. So when you have that, You want something else. What's that called? The next thing is power. They had everything else. That's why they did it. It's not about service. They wanted power. They wanted to be in charge. That's an aphrodisiac. That's better than anything. If you told me you can have $50 million or X number or be president, I'd take president. You can stack up billions. I'd take president. Anybody knows that, that drives after presidency. That's what it's about. Let's go to Joe in Columbus. Noted Springsteen fan. Hey, Joe, welcome in.
Tears drops on the city, bitch, searching for his groove. Dom, you guys are killing me today. But if Bernie could tell us how to spend our money, we could tell Bruce how to spend his. And he just sold his record rights for $500 million. So,
right.
you know, he's worth a heck of a lot more than that. He's a fraud. And he broke my heart because he was a staple back in my high school years between Born to Run and Darkness on the Edge of Town in 78.
Joe, I'll give you, that might be a side question. I might do that tomorrow in your honor for that. People or things that broke your heart. I'll give you one that may seem strange now. Christy, I prided myself way back when. I got Christy on 7 times when it was really, he was rising. The eighth time.
He broke our heart overnight. Remember, New Jersey, you got a rock star.
Yeah.
And hours later, he fell out of grace.
Well, I had him on when he hugged Obama. And when I said it to him, Joe, I've never been in an interview. We would have brawled if he had been in studio. I have cotton mouth thinking about it now. My headset was twisted around the back of my head. And when he said to his guy, I'm going to need more minutes here with Dom, I was ready to say something on the air, buddy. You can have all day.
Dom, that sounds like that could be an additional event at Mulligan's.
Oh, my God. Look, I give him credit. On his feet, he's the best that I've ever been in the ring. I would take him against anybody. He's funny. He's a charging rhino. He just happens to be a sensitive bully. He's overly sensitive. He never came on again after that.
Yeah. He has the Hollywood ego.
Yeah.
And hard to hate. My side answer, and it's very nostalgic back in our day. I know the first one came out of Camden, but we had one up in Lawrence Township we used to sneak into every Friday night until they learned how to have the carload sale. It was the drive-in. We used to hide in trunks. We used to hop the fence. We used to hand cases of beer over the fence. It was a party on Friday nights with the old drive-in movie theaters.
That's a great one, Joe. There were some adult ones, too, that people stopped on the highway. There could be accidents here in the Northeast Philadelphia.
Adult drive-ins?
Yes, they did. I believe they had adult films. I think it was the Andalusia was the name. Can you imagine having a theater named the Andalusia?
Ugh.
All right.
I do wish I could have had that drive-in experience that Joe had. I do like that.
Oh, yeah. The drive-in, except you have to put a thing on there to hear it. That's why we didn't stop doing it.
It's more about being there, being with your friends.
It is. It is, though. Yeah. 855-839. I think there's still a few around. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk with a friend that we have in Montgomery County, Tom DiBello. Because Montgomery County yesterday says, hey, we're not going to be like Bucks County. We're not going to enforce the law and actually take criminals that are here illegally off the streets. Not in Montgomery County. We'll talk with him about that. Take your calls, though. Give us something that you're nostalgic for. That's next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.